A program that repairs homes so that low-income people can age in place has been welcomed to another city in western Massachusetts. George Kane, an elderly disabled veteran, watched from a wheelchair on his front porch as a half dozen volunteers with saws and pruning shears cut down overgrown branches, shrubs, and bushes that had engulfed on all sides the house in Chicopee where he's lived for almost 30 years.
Tremendous job. I can't say nothing bad about him.
The yard work is a prelude to extensive repairs that will be done later to the house, including replacing the roof. The goal of the rehabilitation work is to make it safe and affordable for Kane to stay in his own home for as long as his health allows.
I like it here. I don't want to go in the home. They're terrible.
This is the first project in Chicopee organized by Revitalized Community Development Corporation. Started in 1992, the organization has repaired over 900 homes, first in Springfield and then extending its initiatives to Holyoke a few years ago. To kick off the arrival in Chicopee, there were plans to bring out hundreds of volunteers and skilled contractors to repair multiple homes in the Willimantic neighborhood, but that was scrapped because of the pandemic. Mayor John View came by to thank the volunteers from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts who were doing the yard work. He said he looks forward to the relationship with Revitalized CDC.
It's very successful, and what it does, it's a domino effect. You see someone's property get cleaned up, and maybe the neighbor feels the same way, or someone three houses down, and I love that, how that impacts the neighborhood, is when you have a house get new siding in the neighborhood, and everyone else says, geez, I need to do something about my curb appeal. So, and people in need.
Last year, Revitalized CDC was awarded $730,000 from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development for a program to rehab the homes of 51 eligible veterans. But the pandemic disrupted the application process, according to Revitalized CDC President Colleen Lovelace.
We finally just got our first project approved, but there's been so many hiccups along the way, but we're still persevering, we're still moving forward, and we will get to people, but unfortunately not as quick as we would all like.
Unable to do any large-scale projects with volunteers during the last few months, Lovelace said the organization pivoted to a different plan.
We're still working with skilled contractors, and they're going inside and outside homes to do work. We have COVID procedures that they have to fill out paperwork, that they're feeling well, that the family's feeling well, everyone's socially distancing, face masks.
Since May, Revitalized CDC staff members have been delivering food and cleaning supplies to the homes of people who tested positive for COVID-19. Reporting from Chicopee, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.